We hired people who were just recently fully staffed. Okay, we were happy. We weren't playing catch-up. We could get ahead. And then two officers left.
That's Dillingham Police Chief Dan Pascarillo. He's worked at DPD for 3 decades, and he's dealt with the same stubborn staffing challenges for just as long.
When you have constant vacancies, you're always playing catch-up. You become a training department. And when that happens, that causes officers, be they police officers, corrections officers, they have to work extra time. They have an increased workload. They work alone more often. They have higher stress levels and get burnt out. And then they leave.
It's a tough cycle to break out of. Just last month, 2 DPD patrol officers resigned. Daniel Fossa Gonzalez was employed for 3 months. He left and returned home to Metlakatla. He responded to last February's shooting near Kanakanak Hospital and is one of the officers who fired his weapon. He has 4 years of experience as a police officer. The other officer who recently quit, Susie Newman, worked in Dillingham for 3 years. Then she took a job with the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation. In some ways, the constant churn feels like routine. Pascarillo recalls a 4-month stretch where he was one of only 3 officers.
The chief, me, and one other cop. We work 6 days a week, 12-hour days, so it's not just a problem now. So we figured out one reason why officers do not stay is pay and cost of living.
Dillingham's police department isn't only in the battle to keep police officers. Bob Griffiths is with the Alaska Police Standards Council. The council sets regulations to hire, train, and certify police officers. He says that smaller stations across the state, like Dillingham's, struggle to retain them.
The agencies that do seem to have a little better ability to recruit are those that have robust recruiting programs and offer some of the best salaries and incentives to come work for them.
In Dillingham, 2 challenges are pay and living remote. The department pays up to $29 an hour for an officer. But that's at least $6 less on average compared to openings in Ketchikan, Onalaska, and Kotzebue. While Dillingham does pay more than other large communities, Pascarillo says,
their benefit is they're on the road system. They're not in the bush. Okay, we can't compete with this pay of large police departments in Alaska.
Pascarillo has recently deployed new recruiting methods, including a signing bonus for officers who are already certified. The department also sends new hires without experience to the police academy, especially if they're local.
Somebody local wants to be a policeman, we'll invest in them. We usually have pretty good luck with them, and we'll get 3 or 4 years out of them till they decide to move on.
He adds that DPD is also considering a 2-week-on, 2-week-off rotation for police officers. It's a schedule adopted in larger communities like Bethel, the North Slope, and Kotzebue, as well as smaller places like Sand Point. The rotation would allow officers to live in Dillingham just part-time.
Officers work for 2 weeks, then they go back to the community and their family where they live. And we don't do that, but that is something that we're looking at in order to compete.
With a full staff, Pascarillo says the department could focus on proactive approaches to public safety rather than only reacting to emergencies. That means watching for speeding on Kanakanak Road or identifying other potential illegal activity.
If we are not busy reacting to calls with short staff, then somebody has free time and they can go and maybe go to the school or do other things that police wives would benefit the community.
But despite another staffing shortage, Pascarillo says DPD still employs a core group of people across its divisions who have stuck around for a long time.
A couple years ago, the city gave out pins and certificates for longevity. 60 or 70% of the people that got certificates for working 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, all worked at the police department. So when all this turnover, those are the people that are helping answer your 911 calls, watching over people when they're in custody, responding to calls, and they're the backbone of the department. So, as I say, we'll do the best we can with the staffing level that we have.
Dillingham's police department is currently training a new officer with no previous experience in law enforcement. The department is also looking for a certified police officer. Reporting for KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.